Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Pogo. I'm Andrew. This is The Queers.
Leather jacket, stupid boyfriends, boring poor guys, life is just a ball. High top tracks and bubble gum, and oh my gosh, I'd love to love them all. There's a clue, the style's never crimped. Too much of everything and everyone is amped. Well, don't get hot and bothered. Listen, I know I got problems. I know just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. The smartest are the smartest, and the sweetest are the sweetest, they're the most. Dr. Frank and both decided that we love them for the toast. I wish they'd let me share their bubble gum and let me hang with them, and life would be so fun. I should be sedated, cause my heart is all inflated. I guess I gotta get me one or two. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. I don't know where I'm going, but I know just where I'd like to be with my punk rock girlfriend kissing me. Let's go! Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. Cha cha cha. Riggity riggity.
Rexon!
Holy shit, how the fuck is everybody doing? Andrew here. How you people doing? How you people doing? I can't talk. I'm speeding. I don't know what's going on. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. That was The Queers right there. Some yummy, yummy punk rock girls. I'll be looking for some yummy, yummy punk rock girls this weekend in Florida at We Are The Punks 3. That's really what I'm going down there for. I don't give a fuck about the music. I don't even know what music is. But yeah, this is show 396. Show 396 of Pogo City motherfucking radio. And we are coming up on 400. I think I'm going to do something special for 400. I think either I would love it if show 400 was the show directly after Florida. But I feel like the show directly after Florida is going to be a Tuesday morning show, and I'm going to be like here by myself. And I think that one will be $3.99. So I think show 400 will probably be next weekend, because I think I can really get the Pogo crew here and shit, and we could do something cool. And I'm sure I'll recap some of We Are The Punks 3, what I'll remember, but you guys will be able to hear the full story the following weekend on show 400. And maybe we will be doing some recording in West Palm Beach, and maybe we'll be doing some splicing into the 400th episode. No promises. We have every intent of going down there and doing Pogo-related activities, but I have a feeling we might get a little fucked up.
Riggity, riggity, wrecked, son!
At least I might get a little rickety, rickety wrecked, you know what I'm saying? And I could see me doing nothing besides partying. I can also see that being a plausible outcome. So who knows what'll happen? Stick around, find out. And I think there may be passes. I don't know for sure anymore. I know there was a few left. I don't know if there's any more left. Eventbrite.com for We Are The Punks 3. You won't want to miss it. You know what I'm saying? You've heard plenty about it. Lower Class Brats, Blank 77, Ejected, Erections, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, Sniper 66, The Stabs, Gen Y, Wrecked, Moose Knuckle, Gen Y, I think I said that, Fucking A. It's going to be a blast. Let's get to the next track. Here is The Cramps. I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Cramps right there. Now, I have a daughter named Sheena, and she has recently, within the past couple of months, discovered the song Sheena's in a Goth Gang by the Cramps. So now, of course, Sheena's always loved the Ramones. And I mean, I have like posters of the Cramps in literally like in our dining room. But so now Sheena's all about the Cramps. And so both my daughters, they love the song Who Killed Joey Ramone. So they're real familiar with like Joey Ramone and shit too. So the other day, Sheena's a punk rocker comes on the radio, and Sheena is 4, and her sister Ava is 5. And Ava looks at me and goes, "Daddy, how does Joey Ramone know Sheena?" Yo, I almost lost it. She's like, "Why does this rock star know my sister? And why did he write a song about her?" I was like, "Well, baby, to be honest, we named Sheena after that song." And she was like, "Oh, okay. I didn't think Sheena knew Joey Ramone." She was like, "Joey Ramone's dead, right?" And I was like, "Yes, honey. Joey Ramone's dead. My children are a normal?
English, adorable? Motherfucker, do you speak
it?" We are going to get to some sloppy seconds up next with Who Killed Joey Ramone. What album does that come off of? I like that one a lot, actually. It's one of the later ones. Endless Bummer. Endless Bummer. Here is Sloppy Seconds. You Can't Kill Joey Ramone.
No, no, no. Joey, don't go. Hey, hey, hey. Don't take Joey away. Well, I heard it on the TV, so I know it must be true. But I still can't quite believe it.
twofer for the sloppy seconds. Here's Shut Up and Pour Me a Drink off the same album.
Fuck you. Give me a bottle of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
Don't tell me. Don't tempt me. I'll drink till the bottle's empty. I'm not in denial. So don't put my life on trial. I never. Set my drink down on the table. I hoard it, I guard it. But damn it, I'm the one who bought it. So I don't wanna hear your sermon. You're only preaching to the choir. Nobody's paying you to sing. Shut up and pour me a drink. Stop pointing your finger. I never said I was a social drink. Don't tell me, don't tempt me, don't break it to me gently. If you don't ask me stupid questions, then I'll never tell you stupid lies. And nobody is paying you to think. Shut up and pour me a drink. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You think I've got a drinking problem, but I think I do it pretty well. And anyway, nobody's paying you to sing. Shut up and pour me a drink.
Sloppy seconds right there. Fuck yeah. Now, we got some live listeners in the chat. You motherfuckers should be there too. Well, I guess the live listeners that are hearing this, they're already there. But for all you motherfuckers that are going to be listening to the podcast in the future, you assholes should go over to pogocity.stream and get the Podbean. Well, actually, that's not where you get the Podbean app. But you can listen to the show live there. Join on the live chat and get notifications. Get the Podbean app. You can listen to it live there as well, right on your cell phone. That's really the most convenient way. And you got access to all 396 episodes. I don't even know how many fucking hours it is. But yeah, check all that out. You can get in the live chat like Facundo is. And now he's saying it's a noon show. He's been drinking since Friday noon. And he wants to hear a barbecue song, but he did not actually make a request. So the only thing that really jumped in my mind was the King Khan and BBQ show. And here's their track, Lonely Boy.
I told you, baby, that I'd be your slave. I didn't dig your grave, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I wonder what you're doing every Saturday night. I'd love to hold you tight, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. With almost every guy that passes you.
back, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I'm running out of answers, won't you throw me a line? Why won't you give me some time? Why won't you talk to me? Why won't you talk to me? Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. When you walk on down the hall to school, why the teachers always try to identify that golden rule? When you shuffle and shiver all out the door, I've been rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin', and I'm on, 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 on.
Okay, that was the King Khan and BBQ show.
I may have f***ed up here.
And that was Lonely Boy earlier in the show talking about the fucking West Palm Beach thing. We Are the Punks 3 and Sniper 66 will be playing 1 week from today. Now, they're from Texas. Learned it last time I said they were like from fucking, I don't know, like Boston or Massachusetts or some shit, and the drummer is in the post. Actually, we're from Texas, so I'm not even going to speculate what part of Texas. I know I'm right if I just say Texas, maybe if I can get the words out of my mouth. So you guys can catch them a week from today with the Stabs and the Erections and the Ejected and Who Killed Spiky Jacket, the Sunday lineup of We Are the Punks 3. Here's Sniper 66 with Annihilator. Sniper 66, like I said, catch him a week from today, March 1st. February gone already. March 1st, that We Are the Punks 3. Now, last night, I wasn't there, but the Connie show with Stolen Wheelchairs, Under 95, Side Project Louie, and the OC Rippers, I hear that was pretty nice. The fundraiser for Philly Still Fucking Shreds, the weekend of mayhem that will be coming to Philadelphia soon. And OC Ripper's doing their first show. I hear they had a bottle of champagne there to celebrate. Now, I didn't know, we have played them on here even before like that show was announced. I didn't realize they were that new. I knew they only had a demo, but I did not realize they had not played a show, and that was their first show, so they were celebrating. And there's an awesome show going down tonight at Connie's. LCJ is supposed to go be there. I don't think I'm going to make that one either. But LCJ is supposed to be there, so go say hi to her. Buy her booze. Buy her booze. Go see the Elite, Mike and the Diamond Dogs, Dusters, and some other band who I don't know. But there is another one confirmed. That's 7 p.m. tonight. Sunday, February 23rd, Connie's Rick Rack in Philadelphia, $8 at the door. But this band played last night. Now, we've played Never Coming Down on here a couple of times, like that one a lot. Let's change it up. Here's White Lightning by the OC Rippers.
I may have f***ed up here.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck. That was the OC Rippers. There you go. They are out of Branchwood, New Jersey. They just played last night. Congratulations to them. This shit's free, motherfucker. Just remember that shit. That's all I'm saying. All right, we're just going to play the next fucking band. These guys are playing tonight at the same club. Connie's, like I said, $8 at the door. Here is the Diamond Dogs with Left Behind.
Left behind, whoa.
right. That was the Diamond Dogs coming from right down the street. You know what I'm saying? So go catch Tony, Sean, and my man Mike tonight, February 23rd at Connie's, $8 with the Elite and the Dusters. So, yeah, I hit him up today. I was like, dude, I need a new Diamond Dog shirt. Someone, a few people, from what I'm told, I think they may have, I think some of my Diamond Dog shirts, along with some of my blank 77 shirts, may have grown some legs and walked away. But, yeah, so I need some more. Yeah, so Clue, you gotta hit me up, you piece of shit, and yeah, go say hi to them and buy them booze. Go buy them booze tonight at Connie's, and it'll be a party there. Now, in the live chat, they're asking me what happened in the OC Rippers, and here's what happened. The OC Rippers are a new band, so I gotta like play their shit off Bandcamp. And, like, if I'm playing shit off Bandcamp, if I change the page, the song will end. And that's what happened. I was trying to queue up the Diamond Dogs. I changed the page, and the song ended because it's not, like, an app or something where you can have, like, a queue or something. So, yeah, that's what happened. Go fuck yourself. You get what you pay for, right? You get what you pay for. Speaking of getting what you pay for, we're going to have some... I believe we are going to have some Pogo City Radio shirts. Now, the person who was making the Pogo City Radio shirts got really, really ill. Got really, really ill. So we can't be mad. But they said they got some made up. So hopefully, I believe I'm flying some Pogo shirts to fucking Philly. And come buy one of them things. Come buy one of them. Because that's how you can help support Pogo City. I know we got some pins and shit. Come see me. I probably give everything away. I am not giving away t-shirts unless you are very attractive. Then I may give you a t-shirt. But I'll give you stickers and pins and shit. Gotta work from them t-shirts, though. You know what I'm saying? Fucking A. What the fuck was I supposed to play again? I don't even know. It is Sunday at noon, and I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, kicking it. I gotta fucking practice, though. I've been playing the bass like a motherfucker. No joke, right? Like, the Stabs are playing this fucking show, and I don't know the last time we've practiced. Like, I can't remember it. So Andrew just has to play along in his attic all good goddamn day long. So when I get off Pogo, I'm gonna be playing the bass like a motherfucker. But one thing that's keeping me interested is this fucking Paradab set, this Wasted Paradab set we're gonna do. We got a bunch of awesome cover songs, so I got to learn a bunch of new songs, and I get to play them a bunch because I am really tired of playing the Stamps bass lines by myself all goddamn day. And yeah, so these new cover songs that are a little unconventional for a Mike Blank's band, it's gonna be real fun, and you guys can come catch that little thing one night only, Tim and Jade's wedding, kind of an Ask a Punk thing. You guys can get a link in the about section of this podcast. You can get a link to the address basically on Facebook, and you can come catch Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, which is Mike Blanks, Renee Wasted, Josie from the Parasitics, and myself from the Stabs, doing a whole bunch of weird shit. You guys can catch the Stolen Wheelchairs from Philly. They played last night. The Parasitics from Pittsburgh, Despise New Jersey from South Jersey. We love them guys. The Unsubs from Virginia, and that redneck Gabe, you guys can catch him all May 2nd in, Quakertown? Catch him May 2nd in Quakertown. Get the address. It's a free show. It's a party. You can get it on Facebook. The link is in the About section of this. You guys should just be following Pogo City Radio on Facebook. You can find all the info there, too. So go to pogocity.facebook.com. Or go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and go to pogocity.stream. Go to @PogoCityRadio. And during this whole long soliloquy, you think I would have like pulled up a band to play, right? That's what you think I would have done. Well, you thought wrong, motherfucker. You thought wrong. Here is Doc Rotten with Mind Control. These guys are going to be playing with friends of ours, fucking virgins out in where are they playing, in like Germany, somewhere in Europe, somewhere where they write the date differently than they do around here, and I can't make heads or tails of it. I guess they do the actual day of the month first, and then they put like a dot, and then they do the number of the month and then the year. My dyslexic and God damn, I can't speak anymore. My fucking moron ass can't figure that shit out. So I'm just going to give you guys some Doc Rotten. Here's Mind Control, which I apparently don't have any control over my mind. Right, that was Doc Rotten right there with Mind Control. Now, a fun little fact, the running time of that track is 1 minute and 38 seconds. Now, Andrew's kind of crazy with numbers, and if you're in any of like our little group friend chats, like Sean can attest to, anytime I see the time being 1:38 or some variation of the number or something that happened, I'll get it on like my Subway receipt or some shit. I will always take a picture of it and send it to the group. And I just noticed that track is 1:38. So up next, we have the Misfits with We Are 1:38.
We are 1:38.
Okay, I have definitely got to reorganize some things on this pogo table with the mixers and samplers and keyboards, because I have two keyboards right on top of each other, because I feel like that's the most convenient way to set it up, but then I am forever typing on the wrong keyboard, and then I'm fucking up the music. Like right now, the live listeners, you guys don't have any problem, but I just fucked up the podcast. But yeah, so sorry podcast listeners, and I did something really weird to one of my screens, but everything's like recording right, so I don't want to fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to fuck with it. It all looks good now, so sorry for the technical difficulties on the podcast end, but we were going to go back to Philly. We were talking about Doc Rotten, and after I was going to play them, I was going to play the Stolen Wheelchairs, but my ADD ass had to go run and play 1:38, and oh, God forbid, it is June 23rd or the time 123. And I swear to God, people, I always notice these times. I always see these numbers on license plates. I'm fucking crazy. The other thing that drives me crazy is when I see GG license plate. And God forbid I see a GGA license plate. I shit my fucking pants. Either way, GG Allen, if you didn't get that. But here's the Stolen Wheelchairs from Philly with Vandalism. And yes, for sure, we're going to play some GG next. Chairs right there. Guys got to pick up that 7-inch. Fucking awesome. But we're going to keep the tracks moving. Let's head out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn! Fucking here is the 45 Adapters with Who Are We Kidding?
Sat up and on stairs. I used to be a little boy. I used to play with little girls. Now I got much better toys. Then I'm living in a grown world. Living in a grown world, living in a grown world. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty.
Who we kidding?
I wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls,
I like women.
I was sitting for a diamond ring. I used to want to hold her hands. I used to want to kiss her mouth. I never said a single thing. One day her family moved down south. Their family moved down south. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty.
Who we kidding?
I want to stop talking, I want to stop singing. I don't like girls,
I like women.
only a couple too. Your Fred Perry was pink, my Ben Sherman was blue. I asked if you wanted to dance, your boss you said I do. Let's give love one more chance. Let's do what grown folks love to do. Let's do what grown folks love to do. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who are we kidding? Wanna start talking, I wanna start singing. I don't like girls, I like women. One, two, three.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Here's a twofer from the 45 Adapters. Fred Perry, Fanatic, Pogo.
Fresh new haircut, just new jeans, jet black polo, yeah, I'm looking clean. You say my spending is obscene, I say I'm living a subculture dream. I'm a Fred Perry Fanatic, baby, and I don't care who knows. Earn every dollar. But take a closer look, I'm doing my own thing. They don't get tradition and that's a shame. I don't give a damn about chance of fame. I'm a Fred Perry Fanatic, baby, and I don't care who knows. Earned every dollar I ever have, I spend what I want pose. I rock a long weed from my head to my shoes, snow white polo and the diamond is blue. This model like the fashion, yeah that's true, but I make sure I look good no matter what.
That was two from the 45 Adapters.
I may have f***ed up here.
Two from the 45 Adapters. At least I said their name right this time. You know what I mean? I drank a 5-hour energy. It has got me stuttering. But yo, I was fucking dead, dude. I had to like throw my ass out of bed. I couldn't fucking move, but I couldn't sleep. I don't know. I think I'm just crazy. But yeah, that was the 45 Adapters right there. Now Facundo was saying when he hears the first 45 Adapters song, that the Who We Kidding, he thinks he hears something about fishing, and it makes him want to go fishing. Sean wants goldfish now, and yes, I actually have been arrested over Petridge Farm goldfish before, and isn't that a fun story? Yes, the first time I ever got arrested, it was over a dollar, I think it was $1.34 bag of Petridge Farms goldfish, and I got arrested for retail theft because I opened the bag and had a handful at age 17 in the store, put the bag back down, left, didn't pay for it, and I got bum rushed in the parking lot, cursing my ass off. Dragged into security, they called the police and had me prosecuted for shoplifting. There you go. That started my life of crime. We are going to get to the Exploited up next. This, their first single, Balmy Army, on Secret Records. We are not playing Balmy Army. We are going to the first single with Army Life. On Secret Records, here's the Exploited.
Go!
All right, my man Sean wants a twofer from the Exploited. Here they are with Dead Cities. Not that version, though. We want the one on the album. Yeah, we're going to get to Dead Cities. I know Sean loves that song. Fucking one day we're going to have to play the fucking Casualties covering it. It was a hidden track on Stay Out of Order. It's pretty badass. Here's the original Exploited up next.
I'm gonna smash your convention. Sound it like, watch the night. Sound it like, that's not for my desolates, 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 desolates. Set up all the lips of cheer. Build up all the shit that's here. There's no future, cut me out. Try it then, you'll be there. Desolates, desolates. This curse of houses, get me down, go outside, say it's here, stop the day you're hanging up. Desolates, 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 desolates. Stomach coming like fun around, no enjoying the feeling I found. That's beside me, now they ground, it's impossible to void myself. Desolates, desolates.
All right, that was the Exploited right there. We got about 10 more minutes, so why don't we keep the tracks rolling? Here's the Wheels, what I'm so tired of living in the USA.
I'm so tired of living in the U.S. All right, that was The Wheels right there. Love those guys. Love those guys. And yeah, why don't we do one for the good, hard working people out there in Pogo Land? We are headed back to Jersey, and I'm going to get you guys some of the wretched ones once I can fucking find them. You know what? We are going to play anything that has to do with the wretched ones is for the working class, even if it's not like working man or whatever. So I really want to hear Nothing Wrong. That's one of my favorites. So here's Nothing Wrong coming off the first album, The Wretched Ones. Wretched Ones, them Bergen County boys, right? All right, we're going to get out of here with this next track. But before we do, got to remind you once again, head out tonight to Connie's, $8 at the door, 7 p.m., February 23rd. The Elite, the Diamond Dogs, Dusters, plus one more that's going down at Connie's in Philly. And all next weekend, the pre-party actually starts Thursday. Bunch of shows, West Palm Beach, Florida, We Are the Punks 3, the real deal starts Friday, February 28th, it's leap year, February 29th, and then March 1st, that is going to be a blast going down at Respectable Street, West Palm Beach, Florida, and then look out for details for Tim and Jade's wedding bash, I guess I'll call it, featuring Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, Stolen Wheelchairs, Parasitics, Despised New Jersey, Unsubs, and Gabe, of course. But yeah, thanks for downloading. Remember, go over to pogocity.stream. Go over to pogocity.stream. I'm going to talk slower. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. And fuck off and die. I close with this song all the time. Deal with it. I fucking love it. Here's the Yellow Stitches, Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. Thanks for downloading. thanks for tuning in. This is the Yellow Stitches right here, coming off the Wrong Place, Wrong Time EP, with the track Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. Now, I just paid for our luggage to get to fucking West Palm Beach, Florida. My God, is that shit expensive. I am not gonna lie. I am getting a fuck ton of free airline miles. When this is all said and done, I'm gonna have almost 7,000 free airline miles. I'm gonna go wherever the fuck I want. But I do know where I'm spending like 4,000 of them. But I can't tell you where, because I can't tell you about that string of dates yet. But I'm definitely going to be putting some of those miles to good use. But like I said, a week from today, the Stabs will be playing. I am so pumped. I am so unbelievably pumped. And I decided that we couldn't have a show and not play the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. So this is what we're getting out of here with. As good of a closer as the Yellow Stitches was, I don't know, are we in past or present tensed? Listen to me. It's time to go. This is Knock Knock Knock.
Your mama sounds cock.
party's over.